Okay, new idea for a fanfic. Fandom is Legends of Tomorrow. The basic idea is, what if the Legends had to stop Savage? This is set in season 2, so they've already stopped Savage, but they have to stop Savage again, and this time it's from a Savage time. They have to stop a Savage time. That's the name of the episode from Justice League animated series, where the Justice League minus Batman end up going, they're coming home from a mission, and then the timeline changes, and then they meet the Resistance with the Resistance Batman, and then they find a time portal, and they go back in time to World War II, and instead of Hitler being in charge, it's Vandal Savage, and he's got this laptop from the future with all these things in it telling him how to, you know, take over the world. And because in this universe, in the Flash TV, like DC TV universe, there is no Justice League yet. And Savage, I mean, we all know all the bad things that Savage has done. So, and this involves time travel, so of course the Legends get involved. They get wind of a aberration, and we open on the Wave Rider. They're all, like, sitting, standing around the central console. Picture of Vandal, Savage, up on the monitor, whatever, you know, Gideon's screen there. And Nate and Amaya are just like, who's this guy? And Sarah just, okay, let me see if I can find the exact words I thought of earlier. The exact words. Okay. Vandal Savage. Sarah's fingers went white on the console. Jax jump. Okay, I can't do the exact words, but Jax jumps in with, yeah, and I'm pretty sure we, like, killed this guy 3 times over, so why are we looking at his face again? And, oh, Nate is like, wait, killed him? Sarah is like, oh, grr, like, yes. And Ray jumps in, goes, he was kind of working with the Time Masters. We, when Rip got us all together, it was in order to stop Vandal Savage, he gestures at the image, from taking over the world and killing pretty much everyone in 2146. But it turned out he was working with the Time Masters, and we had to, and then there was this bomb, and we had to stop him in 3 different eras all at once, which, let me tell you, something about a headache and calculating the time streams, and Stein jumps in with, yes, well, Jackson does have a point. We stopped him, so how did he manage to create this new aberration? And then Gideon pops in with, the ripples throughout the time stream, technobabble, mean that Vandal was never contacted by the Time Masters, and his timeline reverted back to what it would have been, which includes him figuring out time travel sometime in the early 21st century, or stealing the ability to create, like, stealing something time travel, something, early 24th century, and creating this aberration. Mick probably pops in with, so we get to kill him all over again. To which someone answers, no, that wouldn't actually help. The aberration is back in World War II. But wait, how is the aberration back in World War II? If he gets time travel in the, I'm confused. You know, and that's probably, like, Amaya. Let's say Amaya is like, something about technology, they have to recognize the fact that that what Vandal did was send back technology. No. Okay.
So Vandal, the time travel technology that he stole in the early 21st century is not enough to send people back in time. It is, however, enough to send the laptop back. They figure this out by, like, either Gideon has the information or they do research to figure out, like, what was scientist, insert scientist name here, working on, and so they jump back to World War II. Did we see the giant spinny wheels from the episode? I mean, that would be good. But that means that the technology is already in production. It's not enough. But they have to figure out what caused it. How did they get this technology? What's the root of the problem? So they sneak into Berlin. We can follow Diana and John's trail rather than Superman, Green Lantern, any of those. I mean, maybe somebody gets sidetracked in Green Lantern, but not Hot Girl and Superman, because they're just off with the Allies, and that wouldn't help anyone figure out what the anomaly is. So, and I like the idea of somebody stumbling in, oh, if it's Nate, then he ends up with a company where his grandfather was. Or maybe he impersonates his grandfather. His grandfather was Commander, so, and he does have the same last name, I'm pretty sure. So he's stuck behind enemy lines. He has to impersonate his grandfather. He has his grandfather's dog tags. If somebody found him and he was unconscious and they, like, read his dog tags, they're like, fuck, shit, this is Commander Steel. And all of a sudden, they're expecting, like, this primo superhero. And Nate's powers are not the same as his grandfather's. So, and he's on this covert mission, and he realizes that he can't actually tell them that he's not, like, who they think he is, because if he told them that he was a superhero from the future rather than a, it all just, like, makes more sense and is way easier if he just plays along. And that basically takes care of Nate. Nate can go off and, you know, do whatever. Leaving some of the others to sneak into the Kremlin. So, here's a chance for Mick to shine. He is a master thief. Yeah, that was smart, but it was Rory too. He's gonna sneak in. He's gonna take Ray along, because Ray is actually really good at, like, his powers are super useful for that, if he would just shut up and focus. So, Ray comes along. Bring along maybe Amaya, too, because she's got her animal senses, and that can also be really useful in tracking things down. Unfortunately, she's black. At least Ray's got the, you know, well, he's got brown hair, but he's got, like, the Which leaves the question of what Sarah and Jackson Stein are doing. Jackson Stein, maybe Jackson Stein are stuck over with the Allies. Maybe they take Superman's route. And maybe Amaya is over replacing Hot Girl. That would probably work. That leaves Sarah, Mick, and Ray to infiltrate the Kremlin, discover that it's a laptop. Murray can't get captured because then they just take his suit. It's got to be Sarah could get captured. The trick here is, how does whoever gets captured and whoever is replacing Jean, how do they escape? I don't think it's Ray, because the first thing they do is take his suit, and then he's pretty much helpless. Mick has been tortured about a million times. The minute they try to start torturing him, it either sends him into flashbacks and puts him in Kronos mode, in which case he, you know, kicks ass and gets out of there, but is now in Kronos mode for a while, and that totally sucks. Or it's Sarah, and the thing about Sarah could probably get out if it was regular whoever, but if it's Vandal Savage who interrogates her personally, he would recognize League of Assassins, so it's gotta be Mick. Fuck. I don't want to torture Mick. It makes the best sense, though. He tortures Mick. That means Steve Trevor is caught by either Sarah or Ray, and it's gotta be Ray because Ray is the only one who can fly. Oh my god. Oh dear, that completely changes that dynamic. I love it. Once they figure out, once Mick escapes and they figure out that it's the laptop. The laptop is the key here. If the laptop, I mean, Mick probably destroys the laptop on the way out, but it's too late. The anomaly, like, if they manage to get back to the ship, somehow they can manage to get back to the ship. Or at least some of them. And they're like, okay, we can just fly around, pick up our comrades, and get out of here. Anomaly solved, right? No. Anomaly is not solved. The technology already exists. It's already in production. You need to stop it at the source. So, we know what the source is now. Somebody suggests, well, could we just jump back in time another 6 months and figure out, well, like, okay, so you gotta point, like, the original anomaly. Yes, it's the technology, but does not the random technology in the middle of a wartime is not enough of a ripple to for them to ping it. The big battle that the Justice League stop in the episode. The big battle, they lose it. The Allies lose. And that's what they see. So they go back to the battle. Once they realize it's the laptop, then they're like, okay, we have to jump back in time another 6 months. But we can't just leave Nate, who is, we know, we have no idea where Nate is, and Jax, and Stein, and who else? Amaya. Amaya was the other one in the Allies. We can't just leave them here. Like, this is, like, if you go back in time and remove the anomaly, this becomes an alternate, a fragment timeline, it becomes an alternate timeline, and we lose them forever. So, at this point, pull it back. There was some technology that allowed them to destroy Vandal Savage in all three timelines. They never explain it in the show. Possibly bring that back in. Possibly, like, if we can synchronize the harmonics of the whatever, like we did on such and such time, then we can fix it. We can have someone destroy the laptop in the past and in the present, and somebody else raises their hand and goes, or Mick is like, yeah, except I already destroyed it. Everybody, like, facepalms. So, Steve. We can use Steve. Steve is a spy. Somebody, he sends out the message that, like, they need spy? No, he can send messages, but he can't receive them. So, But they've got a time ship. They can just find each other. I'm trying to, build up drama here, but really, it wouldn't be that hard. Half the problem with those episodes is that, they just couldn't... They ended up separated, and they coincidentally managed to find each other again. But these people have a time ship. They have, Oh, Gideon, please scan for future technology. In Jax and Stein's case. And, oh, look, there's Amaya! And, hey, Amaya, we haven't found Nate. Do you want to help? Yeah, sure, let's use all of the Animal Kingdom. And we'll oh, hey, Nate, there you are! Oh, you're doing what now? There's a whole army of planes! Let's destroy these planes. Yeah, Mick gets to burn all the planes! Yay! So much simpler! And then, jump back in the time ship, and interrupt and steal Savage's mail. Basically, that's what it comes down to. Someone distracts him. I want to say either, it's got to be either Sarah or Ray. If it's Ray, he, goes and punches him in the face. That's how he decides to distract it. That's for Shiera. That's for, and Vandal has either A, no idea who Ray is, but, is immediately suspicious because he just got punched in the face, or he recognizes Ray and goes, "You! Where is she?" And whoever is partnered up with Ray at this particular moment is just like, no, god damn it, we were trying to keep a low profile. Ray starts going off about how she deserved better and you can't, and he has to get dragged away before he gives away the fact that they're going to kill him, future in his timeline, except they kind of don't, and oh, that's so confusing. You can do something similar if it's Sarah, but less dramatic, because Sarah would just be like, I'm going to try to knock, he would recognize that she's League of Assassins, again. And so she could lure him away with that. And he'd be like, what is the League of Assassins doing in Berlin? And she gets him all, questioning things and sneaks off, and he's like, I'm going to follow you, and then she's just like, yeah, I was a distraction. See, that's a lot less dramatic. It's very cool, because she could totally pull off the, I'm just a distraction, and then they disappear in a puff of smoke, and then he goes back and he has no idea what changed, and he's just like, fuck. Which would be totally cool, but it's a lot less, dramatic, because Ray would totally cause, all of the things. And meanwhile, somebody with some technology knowledge, hopefully, has snuck into Vandal's office and retrieves the package. It's gonna be literally, a brown paper package. And they're like, yep, this scans as future technology, we're just gonna take this and... Oh, it's on the mail cart. So they take the package and they leave. They walk out of there and it's just like, okay, this is so much easier. I wish all of our missions were like this. No, that's it. That's the end. They saved the day by stealing mail.